Hockey. They play the Avalanche tonight, looking to go 2-0 on the season. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I spent the week with Jason Mertitis. Midday show. I'm back in the big boy chair, so I have a chance to bloviate a little more than I did this week. But had a great time with Jason Mertitis. You know, I wish him all the best in the new show with the Cuz. Certainly the morning show as well. Mark Farsetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney. You know, I got to laugh. The last call that Tyrone took, and this is a cool job. Don't get me wrong. Really cool job. Really fun. Love talking to you folks out there. Love giving my thoughts. But when you get some calls like the last one that called into Tyrone, it's when you go home and say, it was a rough day at the office. When you get asked, how was your day, honey? It was a rough day at the office. Someone actually called Tyrone, and I like coming in and cleaning up the mess a little bit. Tyrone already did a great job of it, but I like to kind of give my thoughts on some of these callers that called in previously. Last guy calls and says, Carson Wentz shouldn't be playing. What? 33 of 50, 348, two touchdowns, no picks. Quarterback rating 99.5. What? Oh, no, they were right for not blitzing on that 4th and 15 because the linebackers, you know, if they're going to blitz, you're going to have less guys back in the secondary. First of all, Corey Graham doesn't have a brain freeze. We're not talking about it. Second of all, you blitz on a down and distance longer than 10 yards because you don't give the play a chance to develop. He doesn't have time to notice his receiver downfield running right by number 24. Right to the sidelines to make a catch, to keep the drive alive, to get it to an opportunity where Marcus Mariota can hit Corey Davis for the game-winning touchdown. Eagles lose, Eagles lose, Eagles lose. Listen, I get called negative a lot in this town. I don't care. That's fine. I get tweeted at a lot. Mr. Negativity, always hammering the Eagles. Always hammering the Sixers. I haven't gotten them a lot lately because I've been singing the praises of the Birds. Not the past 4 weeks, but before that, because they deserved it. Listen, I am here to give my truthful opinion of what I see. If you want me to blow smoke up your rear end, go somewhere else. Find one of those fireplace blowers and have yourself a ball. All right, I'm here to give my honest opinion of what I see, what I think, what I feel. All right, there is no negative or positive. If I talk about things that are going well for the team and someone's playing well, someone's coaching well, someone's slinging the ball well, that's not necessarily positive. That's reality. Jake Elliott's missing field goals and Jason Kelce is putting the ball in the turf when he's snapping the shotgun and Carson Wentz is throwing behind guys. That's not negative. That's reality. So this is the reality of what's going on right now with this team. They're not a good football team right now. I can't tell you how bad of a loss that was last week. I'm still not over it. I know we should be talking about the Vikings, and we will. That loss will haunt them this season. And it's not just a loss to a seemingly inferior team, although I was concerned about the game. Tennessee just came off a win over Jacksonville, who's one of the elite teams in the league. To look past Tennessee would be a mistake. I don't think they looked past Tennessee, but they lost the game. So, that game, like I said, is the game where you're going to look back at the end of the season. If you miss home field advantage by one game, would have had the tiebreaker if you had that last win, you're going to look back at that game and say, that's where it got away. Circle that one on the calendar. That will haunt this football team. I know people say, Joe, what are you going back for? Let's talk about moving forward. Yeah, we will. We will. But that was a really, really bad loss. They're not a good football team right now. Don't kid yourself. Right now, they're not a good football team. Good teams don't give up 14-point leads. Good teams don't give up three fourth downs in one period, in one drive, including a fourth and 15 for the ball game. Good teams don't give up 275-yard touchdown passes in the same game. First one on the first play of the game. Good teams don't lose to Ryan Fitzpatrick and an above-average quarterback like Marcus Mariota. Good teams don't do those things. Good teams win games like last week's game. Good teams hold on to 14-point leads midway through the third quarter. Good teams come up with a play on fourth and 15 to seal the victory. See what I'm getting at? It's not a good football team right now, kids. Yards per game, they're 20th. Points per game, they're 26th in the league. They're third in penalty yardage. They're 27th in takeaway, giveaway. Not a good football team. So I don't know where we're getting up on our high horse all of a sudden and thinking this is going to be an easy win tomorrow. Because I'm hearing that, oh, they'll take care of Minnesota and they'll be right. This is a get-right game, right? Could be. But I think it's a must-win game tomorrow. We talked about this earlier in the week. It was one of our topics. Is it a must-win? I say yes. You go 2-3. I know it's only five games in, but you start the season 2-3 with the way the Rams are kicking it. The Saints are kicking it right now. Thank God Minnesota stinks just as bad as we do right now. They should be 1-3. They got away with a tie in Green Bay, miraculously. Clay Matthews gets called for roughing the passer. Well, that game's over. I don't know what happened to Minnesota either. Their offense got upgraded. Their defense is terrible. They give up 27.5 points per game. 22nd in the league. They only score 22 points a game, 20th in the league. Must-win. It's definitely a must-win game for Minnesota, but I'll go as far as saying it's a must-win for the Eagles. You lose this game, you are in the teeth of your lineup right now. The teeth of the schedule is right here, right now. Big game with the Vikings, short turnaround, divisional game with the Giants, NFC game with the Carolina Panthers, and then you have to fly to London to play the Jacksonville Jaguars, who give up 14 points per game. Make no mistake about it, this is a must-win game for the Birds. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Tell me why they're going to win tomorrow. I keep hearing people say they're going to win tomorrow. They're going to get right. The offensive line, I hear these calls, like verbatim. Well, the offensive line will get better, and the defensive line, they're going to get home. Why do we think that? I don't know that to be true. I don't know that Jason Kelce's going to stay in his lanes and make all the right reads and make all the right blocks, make all the right calls. I don't know that Lane Johnson's not going to get blown up again. I don't know that this defensive line, the, quote, best defensive line in all of football, is going to get home. I don't know that. I don't know they're going to go right down the field and score 38, 31 points against this team like they did last year in the NFC title game. Why do we think that from what we've seen so far this year? Please explain that to me. Again, not being negative, this is how I see this right now. I don't think people are grasping the gravity of the situation right now. They go 2-3 with the three games I mentioned coming up. This thing could get away from them real fast. Real fast. This is a huge swing game. You win this game, you're 3-2 heading up to MetLife, where you should be able to beat the Giants. Then you go 4-2 and you got a little bit of cushion there and you're starting to roll. You're starting to get your act together. Starting to play like a football team that played last year and won a Super Bowl. But make no mistake about it, this team is not last year's team. And I'm done talking about the Super Bowl. It was fun. It was great. Memories to last a lifetime. The greatest sports moment in Philadelphia history. The greatest sports moment in Philadelphia history. February 4th, 2018. Time to turn the page on that. This is the 2018-19 season. Has nothing to do with last year. Nothing to do with last year. But this team's in trouble. This team's in trouble. Tell me why this isn't a must-win game. I hear people, they'll be fine. All the writers in this town pick the Eagles. This is what scares me about the game. Everyone likes the Eagles tomorrow. When that happens, guess what? When the public, when about 90% of the money is on one, I'm speaking metaphorically, is on one side, go the other way. The only person I've heard or read in this town that likes the Vikings is Andrew Saltrunas. He likes the Vikes tomorrow. Hey, God bless him for going out on a limb. I picked the Eagles. I'm getting a little concerned because everyone else is picking the Eagles. I picked the Eagles mostly because of the Vikings, how bad they've been. Not because the Eagles have shown me anything. By the way, Carson Wentz is uncriticizable right now, all right? He's not the problem. I hear multiple people on Tyrone Johnson's show call in and say he shouldn't be playing. He's not elite because he's 1-1. Shouldn't be playing. He's injured. Shouldn't be playing. He's not that good. He put up real solid numbers last week, kids. 33 of 50, 348, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 3 touchdowns this year, 1 interception. And the quarterback rating last week, 99.5. Carson Wentz isn't the problem. He's only going to get better. I know they have some injuries. They had him last year. Big-time injuries last year. Big-time injuries last year. I think their roster is better this year than it was last year at the end of the year. They added Mike Wallace, Mike Bennett, Haloti Ngata, Sidney Jones. Was drafted, we know, a couple years ago, but he's an addition to this team this year. Playing the slot. I think he hasn't been moved to the outside. He hasn't taken one of those jobs yet because he's a rookie. Basically a rookie. Played a few snaps in that meaningless Dallas game last year, but he's basically a rookie. I don't think they trust him. He got smoked on that Tajay Sharp touchdown last week. Didn't have a good game. He's got speed, got skills, got technique, but he's a rookie. It's the National Football League. But Joe, Jalen Mills, stinking up the place. Yeah, he has. Not going to defend him. Good tackler. Has trouble in man coverage. Well, they should press, yeah? Watch how bad he gets beat if he tries to press at the line. You think he's getting beat badly now? Try that. And I know the philosophy, keep everything underneath. Don't get beat deep. That's why they're playing 8-9 yards back. I don't think it's time to panic necessarily. I think panic, I don't like that word. That means, to me, that means losing your composure. I wouldn't call it a panic. I would say there, in terms of how serious tomorrow's game is, I'll say they're at DEFCON 2.5. One being Armageddon. They're at DEFCON 2.5. They're not done if they lose. But they're done if they lose. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Let's go out to the phone lines. Eric in the Northeast, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, E?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm
doing well, thank you. You got a rough day ahead of you. I think I'm going to try to answer your question. I'll try to be quick. I think the first thing is, I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to win because they have to. This is like you said, this is a must win. And I think the biggest difference is that, you know, like you said, this is the same team. I just believe that they're just not hungry. You know, they're not the hungry dogs, you know, with the empty bellies. So, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, the coaching staff is a little different. So maybe it's a little bit of that as well, because maybe we gave Doug too much credit, and maybe, you know, some of those guys that left, you know, they could have been a difference maker as well. You know, but I just think the team is just not playing the way they were. The defense, the protection is not there. I mean, everything is bad right now. And the only point I wanted to make about the Carson Wentz situation is he's playing fine. He definitely needs to be starting. But I think that I think the issue is the protection is not there. And if they can't protect them, anybody's, you know, going to look bad if they don't have the time. So, you know, I just think, you know, the team just doesn't have, you know, they don't have the same energy. They don't have the it.
They're out of sync.
You know what happens when you get a little bit of success? I mean, I don't want to say that's it, but it could be that, you know, they're sitting back, you know, they're champions, and maybe, you know, they just don't have that little it to push them over the top. I do believe they're going to win. And like you said, if they don't, they're in big trouble. But, yeah, maybe some of the coaching staff, the fact that there were some changes there. I mean, it has to be one of those things, because the team, you know, I don't believe that they're just going to magically just, you know, just start playing different from one week to another.
Yeah, they have to, and I appreciate the call, E. They have to take incremental steps. Incremental steps. Not going to happen in one game. Not going to happen in two games. Incremental steps. They have to get in sync. They're way out of sync. Completely out of sync. I can't accept that they're not hungry. They're professional athletes. I think sometimes you even get hungrier once you've tasted success. You want to taste it again. I don't think it's that. The Super Bowl hangover. There has to be something else. It's concerning. It's alarming. It's befuddling. They got to get their act together, because they lose tomorrow, they are in serious, serious trouble. Charles in the Northeast, on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
Hey, Joe, let the big dog hunt.
Yes, sir. How you doing, pal?
Did a great job with Jason this week.
Thanks, man. Joe, I appreciate you listening.
Joe, oh, always love hearing you. And let me say this, Joe. I heard Mike from Del Ran call me a scumbag the other day. Let me tell Mike from Del Ran and all these people who have been doubting the Eagles. You call me a scumbag all you want, but I think here, Mike from Del Ran and all these fans who are doubting the Eagles, oh, hope they can go 9-7, blah, blah, blah. Look in the mirror. You know, check your fandom at the door. Check your heart at the door. Because the fact is, they don't believe in this team, Joe. The fact of the matter is, yes, they've gotten off to a slow start. No doubt about it. Was a little bit of injuries? Yeah. It's a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover? Unquestionably. But I believe in this team. And the best is yet to come. They're only going to get healthier. Carson Wentz is only going to get better. The offensive line, we know what they can do. And they're only going to get better. The defensive line is only going to get better. I think they're going to crush Minnesota. I think the Eagles, by the way, are my best play tomorrow. I think the Eagles cover that 3 points, but I think if you take, Vegas is giving you a gift. The Eagles 34-17 tomorrow, and you don't even worry about it. My other best player of the week, because that happens to be the Giants, by the way. I don't know why, but I guess the Giants going to be Carolina. But the thing is, that this team is only going to get better. I only have them losing two or three more games all year. Now, is that going to be enough to get number one seed over the Rams? Maybe not. But is it going to be enough to get them a bye in the playoffs? Absolutely. Because if you look at it, There's no other teams after the Rams and Eagles in this conference. Minnesota stinks. Eagles will prove that tomorrow. I keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay is a mediocre team. Actually, the third best team in this conference might be the Chicago Bears, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is, when the money's on the line, Joe, this team is going to be there. And whether the NFC Championship game is in L.A. or it's in Philadelphia, doesn't matter. The Eagles are going to beat the Rams.
All right.
And then they're going to go on to win the Super Bowl again. This team didn't win the Super Bowl by accident. It wasn't an accident. Let's make that clear, okay?
Yeah, no, I hear you, Charles, and I appreciate the call as always, pal. I love when these fans get in wars with each other. Mike from Del Ran, Chris from Williamstown, Charles from the Northeast. Slugging it out. Listen, at the end of the day, we're all on the same side, aren't we? We're all on the same side. I am. I'd like to see them turn this thing around. I don't know if I believe anymore. I'm not optimistic about this team right now. I've adjusted my expectations from what I've seen so far this year. Yeah, I know they started out 1-1 last year, but they put up a hell of a fight in Kansas City. A hell of a fight. Throwing the ball 50 times and not giving LeGarrette Blount the ball once outside a penalty, a play that got called back. So technically, no times did he carry the ball. Other than that, they played a hell of a ball game. So far in four games this year, they've been tough to watch. I think the Phillies were tough to watch this year. Eagles have been a tough watch so far this year. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Do you believe in this team still? We all believed heading into the season. We're only four games in, but the meat of the order is coming up, and it starts tomorrow. Do you still believe in this team? 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak here till 8:50 tonight.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning starts this Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic. First topic, Eagles, Vikings. Mark Barzetta, Trey Thomas. Barzetta and Trey in the morning starts Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk about mental health. Your teen's anxiety, a friend's depression, or your neighbor's panic attacks. Talk about you. Each year, one in five adults will experience a mental health condition. Untreated, it can affect how you relate to others and your ability to function at work or with family. It can even affect your physical health. Learn the signs. Because feeling better is possible, especially when you seek treatment early. This station is part of the Beasley Best Community of Caring. To learn more about resources and help, visit our website.
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the walk to raise awareness for suicide prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsp.org/Philly Walk.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel profiles Dale Earnhardt Jr., once NASCAR's most popular driver. After retiring from racing, he's now delivering his engaging personality and popularity to the broadcast booth. Watch it anytime on HBO Now, HBO Go, or HBO On Demand. Then, HBO Sports presents Student Athlete, a documentary film from executive producer LeBron James and producers Maverick Carter and Steve Stout, illuminating the hardships endured by unpaid college athletes, despite generating billions for their institutions. Tuesday, October 2nd at 10 p.m. And on HBO World Championship Boxing, middleweight star Daniel Miracle Manjacos faces undefeated Sergey Derevyanchenko with a middleweight world title on the line. Plus, Alberto Machado defends his super featherweight title against Rondale Evans. Live Saturday, October 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away. With 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, a world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $175 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4OC-GOLF.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
Real bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Oh, autumn. The best time of year. Pulling our favorite hand-knit scarf out of storage. The colors, the sounds. The new harvest chicken salad from Wendy's. Shh, just go with it. Crisp apples cuddled up with applewood smoked bacon, freshly grilled chicken, and brown sugar walnuts. All under a blanket of apple cider vinaigrette. Who said salads can't be cozy? Probably summer people. And now, get exclusive offers when you use the Wendy's app. Offer valid at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, and I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's DJ French Tour coming to you live from Gerhard's, and this track's fresh out to crisp.
For only $14.92, gotta get that Columbus Day new.
You can get this Frigidaire 4-piece stainless steel kitchen package at Gerhard's for only $14.92 during their Columbus Day sales.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Stasak here until 8:50 at night. Flyers and Avalanche at that time. Fly Guys looking to go 2-0 on the season. Big 5-2 win over the Golden Knights of Las Vegas the other night, Thursday night. We are on the eve of one of the bigger games in recent memory. Vikings and Eagles tomorrow at the Link, 425 game. I love the 425 games, the 4 o'clock games. By the end of the third quarter, it's dark. Lights are on. You're playing a night game. It's more intensity. More drama. Just the atmosphere is different. Fans have had 3 more hours to tailgate. I love it. Can't wait till tomorrow. Of course, all 4 games this year, I couldn't wait to sit down and watch a good football game. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it yet. Struggled in the first game against Atlanta after we had to wait 45 minutes. Got smoked by Tampa Bay. Struggled to beat the Colts. And last week's game, a complete debacle. Complete debacle. Losing to Tennessee. It's okay losing to Tennessee, but the way they lost was a complete debacle. So do you still believe in this team? We believed in them last year. I said they were going to run the table towards the end of the year and win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. I believed in them last year. I know a lot of you believed in them last year. Do you still believe? See, right now I don't believe. First of all, I don't believe how they've played so far. But I don't believe right now in this team. They're out of sync. They're out of whack. They're really out of whack right now. Good teams don't blow overtime leads, 14-point leads midway through the third quarter. That game will haunt them. I can't tell you how much that game will haunt them. When the end of the year comes around, look back on one game that they spit up, that they should have won, and it could cost them a bye or could cost them a home game. I hope it doesn't. I really hope we don't have to look back on that game and lament it even more than we are right now. But that game will haunt them. It's a shame. It's a shame they had that game. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Why am I still talking about it? Because they do need to be held accountable for last week's game. They're going to need to be accountable for tomorrow's game against the Vikings. Reason I like them tomorrow, because they're home. They've won 13 straight at home. If you throw out that meaningless Dallas game at the end of the year, that's about it. I can't find any other reasons to believe tomorrow they're just going to step on the field and beat the Vikings. Vikings can sling it. They can score points. Kirk Cousins, third in the league in yards. Kirk Cousins can sling it, and he slings it against this team. Has a very good record against this team when he was with Washington, and especially at Lincoln Financial Field. We're going to find out. We're going to find out who blinks tomorrow. Who blinks first? Vikings or the Eagles? How important is this game? We're going to find out how important this game is to each and every one of the Philadelphia Eagles that takes the field tomorrow. We're going to find out just how hungry this team is. Just how badly they want to taste success again. We're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big barometer, big measuring stick. But I want to know if you still believe in this team. Right now, I don't. Sorry. Give me a reason to believe. I don't believe in this team right now. I need to see something. I need some empirical data. I need my eyes to tell me this team's a good team again, because they're not a good team right now. I think if they won that game last week, we might be fooling ourselves thinking we're a good football team at 3-1. And I know one play changes the landscape. When your record's 3-1, it's a lot different from 2-2. One play would have secured that. Corey Graham. I mean, what a knucklehead. Where are your football instincts? I can't even talk about it. 610-632-0975, Joe Stazak. Here at 97.5 The Fanatic, let's go out to the phone lines. Nancy and Glenn Olden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nancy?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, what's up?
I'm thinking it's the coach. I think he's holding back. You know, last year he was calling when it was like 4 and whatever. They were going for it.
You think he's going a little conservative this year?
Yeah, definitely. Is he scared that his quarterbacks are going to get hurt? If that's the case, then maybe you shouldn't be playing. Why is he holding back?
I don't know. That's a good question. What I didn't like last week especially, well, one, they didn't go for the throat in overtime when they had a chance to actually win the ball game. They wouldn't have had to give the ball back to Tennessee. And in regulation, but at the half, at the halftime of that game, they had 11 seconds left. I think it was a 3rd and 3, and they ran the ball right in the middle of the field, then called timeout and kicked a field goal. They didn't take a shot at the end zone.
And last year, he would have.
It appears that he's gone a little soft, a little conservative.
Definitely.
I don't get it myself, Nancy, and I appreciate the phone call. I don't get it myself. How would you take your foot off the gas? He had opportunities to put up more points in that game than they ended up with. What are you playing for field goals for? Field goals don't win you ball games. They lose you ball games. Let's go to John and Glad when you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
I was listening, you know, before you came on, and I had a couple comments. You know, it's nice that Carson threw for 334 yards. But here's the problem with that. The game was mismanaged. And according to, you know, some of the experts, they were opting out of the run a lot in that game. And 13 runs cost us the game, in my opinion. And the game was mismanaged. And we had a 14-point lead. We should have never lost that game.
I agree. You mean only 13 runs is what you're saying?
And for the regulation time, we had 13 runs.
Yeah, and you mean just 13 runs. You mean the fact that they didn't run the ball more?
Correct.
Yeah.
But they opted out of running plays, Carson at the line of scrimmage, is what my understanding is, and then trying to throw the ball downfield. So runs were called, but he opted out of them.
Well, you know, I don't know what actually happened on the field. And I appreciate the phone call, Johnny. I always appreciate it, man. Great talking to you. John's one of my favorite callers. Johnny from Gladwin. Always is like mellow. Always, hey, Joe, how you doing? Doesn't matter. The world could be exploding. John's like, yeah, how you doing, Joe? He's like all calm, composed. I love him to death. I don't know if Carson Wentz, you know, audibled into, out of running plays. He usually audibles into running plays. I didn't see a lot of kills when he crosses his body with his arms. I didn't see a lot of that last week. Of course, I'm not down on the field. I'm not on the sidelines. I hesitate to criticize when I don't have all the information. I don't know what the play was designed to do. I don't know what the play was. I don't know who called the play. I don't know if there was an audible, a shift. I don't know. So there's times where I hesitate to criticize because I really don't know what exactly is going on the field. I know that he went conservative. Doug Peterson went conservative last week. And people, I heard people call in this week on the Midday Show when I was with Jason say, well, if Frank Reich was here, you know, maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe he goes over and puts a word into Doug. Hey, Doug, I think we need to run the ball a little bit more. I think we need to mix it up a little bit more. They dropped Carson Wentz back 56 times last week. He got plowed, 4 sacks. The Eagles have given up 12 sacks in the last 3 games. They gave up 11 sacks in the last 9 games of the season last year. 12 sacks in the last 3 games. They gave up just 11. Less than 12, which 11 is, in the last 9 games of the season. Last year. You're not going to win many football games if you don't give your quarterback time. Remember, the game is all about, it's a simple game. Just with a simple philosophy. Protect your quarterback and affect their quarterback. The late, great Jim Johnson, defensive coordinator for the Birds in the mid-2000s, would always say, end the play quickly. In other words, get to the quarterback. He liked to blitz, too, so that's a little different because he got home a little bit more. I don't like the Jim Schwartz philosophy about always dropping 7 back. I shouldn't say always. He blitzes here and there. But basically, that's his mindset. Get to the quarterback with your front 4, drop 7 back into coverage. Well, the coverage has been porous this year. And one of the reasons is they can't get home with the front 4. You got to mix it up a little bit. That I know. See, that I can see, that I know. They need to send some people. They need to send more people than can be picked up from time to time. Mix it up. You become so predictable when you do the same thing over and over and over and over. Then you play that man under defense and Mariota breaks contain. He's running all day long. That's what was frustrating about the game. Coverage, the protection breaks down, but he sneaks out, runs for 8, runs for 12. Slides for 10 past the line. That was extremely frustrating last week. Kirk Cousins can move a little bit. He's not as mobile as Marcus Mariota. He can move a little bit. He has functional mobility, I like to say. But the question of the day is, do you still believe in this team? Do you believe in this team? Do you believe this team can get that it back? Can get that magic back? That magic dust, if you will. Right now, I don't believe. I don't believe. I want to know if you believe. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak here till 8:50 tonight. Stick around.
97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 5. And the Birds are 2-2. And back at the link this Sunday at 4:25. Spend your football Sunday starting at 1 p.m. with Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
We know that replacing your home's windows and doors can seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Let the experts at Springhouse Window and Door in Springhouse, Malvern, or Hokesson guide you.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
Springhouse Window and Door knows that trust is key when replacing your windows and doors. That's why we offer Marvin Windows and Doors and Integrity from Marvin. Visit GoSpringhouse.com and get $500 off the installation of Marvin Windows or Doors. Limited time only. Ask for details. HIC number PA006172.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
I'm here with Mike Keim, president of Univest Bank. You know, we hear a lot of banks talking about a personal approach, Mike, to business banking. How important is the relationship between a business owner and their bank?
We believe it's vital to having success, much like a player-coach relationship. You need open lines of communication and a healthy respect for each other. That feedback makes the relationship more successful.
Well, we've all seen good and bad examples of this play out on the field or court. So how does a business owner really know what kind of relationship they're in?
Ask simple questions. Who's listening to who? Are you working with people you like? At Univest, our team takes this very seriously, investing the time and effort needed to understand goals, hurdles, and provide the personal attention needed to succeed.
And for more business insights and the power of local decision-making, just visit or call Univest Bank today. That's Univest Bank and Trust, a member FDIC.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
George Lopez.
Other kids, you tell them, I'm going to Disney World for 2 weeks. We raise our kids with words like suppose and almost. Did you guys go to Disney World? We're supposed to.
George Lopez.
We almost went.
The wall. Live.
But we didn't.
Friday, October 19th, the Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets are on sale now at sugarhousecasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsp.org/Philly Walk.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E.
Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Here till 8:50 tonight. Flyers pregame at that time. Taking on the Colorado Avalanche. Trying to go 2-0 on the young season. Beat the you-know-what out of the Las Vegas Golden Knights the other night in game one. 5-2. See if the boys can keep it going tonight. But we're talking Eagles. Who else will we be talking about? It's a football Saturday around here. Football Saturday, getting set for the big one tomorrow at 4:25 at the Link against the Vikings. Birds, still a 3-point favorite in most books. I haven't seen that line move off of that anyway, one way or the other. I think the line is fine. I know Jason Mertedis, when I did a show with him this week, thought it should have been 4.5. I don't think the Eagles are in any position to give up 4.5 points to anybody. The way they've played this year so far. Really? You want to have the Eagles give out points to someone? Eagles need points. Scoring at an alarming rate of 20 points per game. 26th in the league. And this league is all about offense and scoring and passing the ball and putting up points in bunches. 20 points per game. Last year, 30 points per game. 20 points per game this year, 30 points per game last year. 3-1 last year out of the gate, 2-2 this year. They are exactly what they should be. Played well enough to win two games, bad enough to lose two games. I know we all believe this team can make a run, win another Super Bowl, and I'm not off the bandwagon. I'm just saying I'm mighty concerned about this team. I don't necessarily believe in this team right now. They've shown me nothing. Nothing. And I know they have some injuries, but I don't want to use that as an excuse. They had major injuries last year. Jordan Hicks, Darren Sproles, Jason Peters, Carson Wentz, for gosh sakes. This year, they're banged up at running back. Corey Clements banged up. Sproles isn't going to play. Derek Barnett's not going to play tomorrow. That's a big loss. That's a huge loss. Leads the team in sacks with 2.5 and quarterback hits with 11. By the way, Carson Wentz in the last two games has been hit. Sacked 9 times and hit over 20 times. Real nice job protecting your top asset. Real nice job. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike in Media. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you doing? I really enjoy the Saturday work here on the show.
Thank you, pal.
I have probably an unpopular opinion here. I mean, first I look at X. How many games has Carson Wentz played as a professional? He's very much a rookie to me, in my mind. With the parity in the league, there's a lot of luck, and things went our way. We won a Super Bowl. It's the most beautiful thing ever. We can never have to look at those Cowboys, those Giants. You know, they can't give us that swagger nonsense anymore.
Right. At least we got one. We're on the board. Right. We're on the board.
Okay. So in that regard, look, I got an itchy trigger finger with pulling that kid Wentz out of there if he's taking crazy risks or he's getting hit 9,000 times. Look, this is a 7-win team. With the inconsistency at running back for a rookie not to have that staple and then the problems with the target weapons downfield, and he wants to force it the way he presses. It's dangerous. And I got Nick Foles. It just seems like a no-brainer. And I almost wonder whether that, I mean, they can't say that kind of stuff publicly, you know. But
What, pulling Wentz for Foles?
Yeah.
Because you're concerned about him getting hurt, or you, what, want better quarterback play?
All the above. I almost played a card. Look, Nicky Foles is a Super Bowl MVP. He is what he is, skill set limited. But at the same time, look, I can get away with that in the press if I have to, man. It's more than just possibly all the hits. The kid's just not. We need to work on some things. And if I'm Doug, that's what I say.
Yeah, but he's getting better. I mean, last week he had a great game. Well, he had a pretty good game. 33 of 50, 348, two touchdowns, no picks. What more do you want from him? He got banged around. Well, got sacked five times and knocked down 11 times.
I know. And it's not. It really wouldn't be a reflection on him. It would be. It's, I gotta protect the asset. And if I'm looking, but like I said, they could never say it publicly, but if I look at this squad with my executive staff and I said, look, man, this is a 6-7 win team. I don't know. I have a hair trigger finger with that. I was just curious on your thoughts.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Mike. I'm gonna let you go and I appreciate you calling, man, but I'll give you my thoughts on that. I would not replace Carson Wentz under any circumstances. He would have to throw four picks in a quarter and just look horrible doing it for me to pull Carson Wentz. And he'd have to do it in back-to-back games. Because anyone can have a bad game and throw four picks or turn the ball over four times like Baker Mayfield did last week. Kirk Cousins turned it over three times in his game. So, no chance I'm pulling Carson Wentz. Would I have an itchy trigger finger for like Jalen Mills? Who are you going to give me a better solution? Jalen Mills is one of the reasons we had a parade down Broad Street last year. I'll back Jim Schwartz up on that. He's right. Played pretty well last year. Played at a high level. Of course, they were also getting home a lot more, that defensive front. So you give a quarterback time in this league, in any league, D-backs can't keep up with wide receivers for that long. You have to end the play quickly. They know what they're doing. They make the first move. And they're so quick and so fast. Defensive backs get smoked in this league. And they're quick and they're fast too. A lot of them run 4-3s, 4-4s. But if you get behind a guy, just a step behind a guy, you're done. It's 6. And Jalen Mills hasn't been helped out by the defensive line this year. But when he has gone one-on-one with guys, he's been awful. Julio Jones put up a $169 on him, 10 catches. DeSean Jackson, first place 75 yards. He had 129 in the game. Corey Davis. How about Corey Davis? Second-year man out of Eastern Michigan. 161 and a touchdown last week. They got beat by a second-year kid out of Eastern Michigan and a linebacker named Harold Landry, a rookie out of Boston College. That's embarrassing. I know they get paid, too. So in Tennessee, they're talking about how well they played and how well Landry played and how well Davis played. We're looking at it from a different, you know, microscope. We're breaking this down from the Eagles' standpoint. But come on, guys. Seriously? In the 4th and 15, I can't get away from it. 4th and 15, it's like a cloud that follows me around. It's like the Great Gazoo. Ever watch the Flintstones where the Great Gazoo always pops up over Fred's shoulder and just like follows him around saying, you know, stupid stuff and ripping Fred for doing whatever he's doing? It's like the Great Gazoo. It follows me around. 4th and 15 will haunt this team at the end of the year. Mark my word. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Do you still believe in this team at 2-2 heading into the Vikings game tomorrow? I'm Joe Stazak here till 8:50 tonight.
97.5, The Fanatic. Gargano is back on The Fanatic.
We're very excited to have you here.
Here. No, you're like my staff.
Anthony Gargano. Jason Mertidis. The Fanatic Midday Show. Starting Monday on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Wendy's 4 for $4 is the deal you can count on every day. No catch, no strings attached, just four items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for $4. Choose one of 8 great options like the double stack, spicy chicken wrap, or junior bacon cheeseburger. And you get 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for $4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli. I just discovered the most incredible sheets from brooklinen.com. Now, Brooklinen Sheets, named winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping, and for good reason. They're the fastest-growing bedding brand in the world. They have the incredible feeling of fancy hotel sheets, and the Brooklinen mission is simple. Bring 5-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life, and that's what they are. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Fanatic at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. To get $20 off and free shipping, just use the promo code Fanatic at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com and the promo code Fanatic. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love.
It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of 3 different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for 3 games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Sports Bettors of Philly, if you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks is on fire with another 3-0 sweep last week in pro football and is scorching hot this season in college football. Get on board right now and become a consistent winner. Start this week with 3 huge college game plays this Saturday. Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Florida, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, and more. Log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds are back home this Sunday versus Minnesota for a 425 start. The game will start out with mostly sunny skies and a high temp of 77 degrees. By the end of the fourth quarter, the temps should dip into the mid-60s with 90% humidity.
If you want to be absolutely sure you have the right paint color, order paint samples from HomeDepot.com. They're little 8-ounce jars of confidence. You can get more colors and sheens than at any other store. Even better, they all come with free shipping every day. So you'll not only get the color right, you'll also get the color right to your door. Shipped for free. Get free shipping on paint samples and peace of mind on your next paint project. Only from the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Online samples only.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
We're world champions, man.
World champions.
We're world champions.
World champions.
Ford's voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia's football station.
Well, nothing like Hall & Oates to get me fired up for tomorrow. Wow. Ah, but it's all good. If you can't get fired up tomorrow on your own volition, then you got some problems. You got more serious problems than worrying about Hall & Oates. Joe Stazak here, late 50 tonight. Brian Smith takes over at that time. He'll be doing the Flyers pregame show. Flyers get set to take on the Colorado Avalanche, trying to go 2-0 on the young season. The Birds trying to go 3-2 tomorrow against the Vikings. Vikings coming off a tough loss against the Rams. Rams top team in the league, 4-0. Kirk Cousins also threw the ball at least, well, he dropped back at least 54 times last week. 54 times last week. 36 of 50, 422, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and he was sacked 4 times with a quarterback rating of 117.3. And he was sacked 4 times, hung in there, 3 touchdowns, no picks. They couldn't run the ball at all. Of course, they were down most of the game. That's why they were slinging it. Dalvin Cook, 10 carries, 20 yards. I know he has the hamstring issue. Kirk Cousins led them in rushing, 4 carries, 28 yards. Had a huge game. And he kills the Eagles. Maybe not his record, but he plays really well against the Birds. Especially at the link. At least he did when he was in Washington. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak. I'm here till 8:50 tonight. Talking to my boy Andrew Saltrunas. He's producing Flyers game tonight. He already mentioned it on the air, and I know he's going to talk about it more tomorrow. He likes the Vikings. The only guy I know around here who I've seen, talked to, listened to, watched, or read that likes the Vikings. I think he's the smart one because everyone else likes the Eagles. That concerns me. That concerns me right there. You might say, what are you talking about? Why are you worried that everyone likes the Eagles? Because when everyone likes one side, the other side usually takes home the prize. It just works out that way. It just does. 93% of the money is on the over tomorrow. Do yourself a favor and take the under. Do yourself a favor and take the under tomorrow. Everyone was on the Atlanta Falcons game one. I loved the Birds. Loved them in game one. The line moved 4.5 points. That's not smart money. That's dumb money. Two people in Atlantic City dropped 100 large each on that game. Everyone liked the Falcons. I got to ask people. I have no idea why they liked the Falcons so much in that game. Everyone was on the Falcons junk. Didn't get it. Super Bowl champions, raising the banner, got their rings. What? I didn't get it, but if you took the Birds, like I told you to, you cashed. I don't have a great feel for this game tomorrow. I have to be honest. I just don't. I do like the Birds because they play well at home. Their defense gives up 12 points a game, at least it did last year at home, 14 points a game this year. That's going to win you some football games. I know it's a small sample size, but they had all last year. They were 8-0 at home. Well, I shouldn't say that. They were 9-0 at home if you take away that meaningless Dallas game and you include the two playoff games. 9-0 at home last year, giving up 12 points a game. They're a different team at home for some reason. They've won their last, again, throw away that game, and they won their last 13 straight games under Doug Peterson at home. 13-0 under Doug Peterson. You got to go back 2 years to find a loss. That's impressive. That's really the only reason why I like them tomorrow. That and the fact that it's Carson Wentz's third game. I think he's going to play even better than he did last week. And I think the defense is going to shake up Cousins a little bit and cause some turnovers. Game's going to come down to turnovers. I don't have a great feel for the game. I really don't, but they're at home. I can see them creating turnovers. They're a -3 this year, a -3 in takeaways, giveaways, 27th in the league. That's not good. Vikings aren't much better. They're a -2 this year, 23rd in the league. Neither team getting it done in the turnover column. That's where games are won and lost. I always talk about turnovers. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. The ultimate killer. The ultimate killer. Unless you're creating them, you're going to win a lot of ball games if you win the turnover battle. Eagles lost the turnover battle again against the Falcons. They won the game. They lost the turnover battle last year in the Falcons game. They won the game. That's rare. That's rare to win the turnover battle, lose the game, or lose the turnover battle and win the game. It just is. Turnovers are so big, especially in football. Especially in football. So we'll see if the Birds can cause some turnovers tomorrow. See if they can get back on track. See if they can get above 500 again. Because last week's game will haunt this team. People say, oh, Joe, why are you still talking about last week's game? Because it only happened a few days ago. It's still fresh. Still fresh with me. And it's a game you're going to look back on and say, that was the game. In a way, I hope they're in a position to look back and say that was the game where we didn't get a bye, because that means, well, we're still in the playoffs and we're in good shape. And I hope they're in a position to look back and say that game haunts them. I don't know. This season could get away from this team. They lose tomorrow. This is the teeth of their schedule. A quick turnaround. Giants on Thursday night. They'll have played 3 games in 11 days. And they're not healthy now. Then they go to Carolina, and then they go to London for the Jacksonville game. A team that gives up 14 points a game. Smoked the Patriots already this year. That's a team destined to do something this year. Offense is a no-name offense, aside from Blake Bortles. Leonard Fournette, he's always hurt. It's their defense that carries that team. Going to be a tough game. It's counted as an away game, which is good, because the Eagles then still have 8 home games, which is where they play their best. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jamil in Norristown. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jamil?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, my man?
I'm all right. Not bad. I came in late to the conversations. Just got into the car. But some of the things I hear, which I've been hearing, they kind of get on my nerves. I'm tired of hearing them when it comes to the Eagles. One, I feel like everybody's trying to like either rest on the laurels of being a Super Bowl champion from the 2017 season, or they're just okay. Like, it doesn't matter what happens, we win the Super Bowl, which to me, I'm not okay with.
I'm not okay with that either. Forget about last year, guys.
You
want to be a dynasty, go after it again. You want to be a dynasty, go after it again.
Exactly. This is the NFL. It's not the NBA. This is not baseball. We don't have 82 or 162 games to get things right.
Yeah, you got 16.
Exactly. So every game matters. So for me, it kind of is like a must-win game.
Yeah, I think so too. I said that off the top of the show. It's basically a must-win game for the Birds tomorrow.
Absolutely, because I look at it like this. When it comes to football, there's nothing more important in the postseason than having that bye week and not having to play that wild card week. You want to be able to rest up,
absolutely,
correctly, and bring people in.
That's huge.
And I heard a caller earlier saying, was he talking about Nick Foles and us being a seven-win team this year and that we should play Nick Foles?
Yeah, someone called in and said that they should play Nick Foles if things start to go awry. Carson Wentz, pull him and put him on the bench. He's getting knocked around too much, and let Nick Foles take over. That's asinine, if you ask me. It's asinine.
Yeah, it blows my mind because I feel like I heard somebody call it earlier or maybe yesterday saying that, well, maybe Carson Wentz is not elite because he's 1-1. He's only played started 2 games.
I heard someone
say that. He sold for over 300 and something games last week.
Didn't Brady start out 1-2 this year? Is he not elite? I mean, that was an asinine phone call.
Right, yeah. Brady, Rodgers, Brady. You can go down the list.
Absolutely. You talk about Kirk Cousins. I mean, he's 1-2-1 already. Now, he's not an elite quarterback. He's a good quarterback. But what, is he a terrible quarterback because he's 1-2-1? Please.
Right. Now, what I do want to say, I don't have a lot of time, but I just want to. What I do want to see on Sunday, my concerns is this. I feel like as a team, as a whole, we're just being too passive. I don't know what it is this year on offense. We're not as aggressive when we get a lead. When we get last, you look at last year when we got a lead, we just piled on.
Yep.
You know, we put a 50 on Denver last year.
Yes, we did.
We piled on. We didn't kick field goals. We didn't punt the ball away on fourth and one. We went for the throw, going for the jugular.
Totally.
And we need to get back to that. I don't know what they're going to do. I know the personnel's not the same, but we got to get more aggressive. And I'm not going to say because we're Super Bowl champions, but because you play like a champion. You got to play to win the game.
I agree, Jamil. I totally agree. I got to keep moving, Birdie. They haven't played like a champion. Not even close. They played like bushers so far this year. They played like bushers. If you want me to be honest, again, that is my job, to be honest, tell you what I actually think. I don't get up here and take sides so I can get phone calls, make up crazy takes so we can light up the phone lines and annoy everyone. It's exactly what I think. I think they played like bushers so far this year. And to step on an opponent's throat when you have that opportunity is extremely important. You let a team hang around and hang around and hang around, you're going to end up on the losing end. You're going to end up looking out your ear hole and wonder what happened. That's what happened last week. The end of the first half, didn't go for the jugular. The end of regulation, didn't go for the jugular. In overtime, content to take 3 points there. You heard Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator? And I don't know if this was a shot at the defense or not, because he was asked that question. I think Zach Berman asked him that question about being conservative. He said, hey, what? We put up 3 points. We took the lead. In other words, like, we did our job. Defense let us down. I don't know if that was the intended meaning of that comment. I wouldn't have said it. I think it was stupid that he said that, because that's what it sounded like. But anyway, it sounds like he was content to put up 3 points. They had an opportunity in overtime. If you score, you get the ball first and you score a touchdown, the other team does not get the ball. They don't get a chance to go down the field and tie the game. They were at the 17-yard line with a first down last week. Couldn't do anything with it. Couldn't do anything with it. They had Tennessee by the throat. When you have a team by the throat, when your foot's on their throat, you drive it and crush the windpipe. Crush the windpipe. Instead, they let them hang around, hang around, hang around. And boom, that's what happens. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joey in Blackwood. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe Torti. Yeah, so
It's Joe Stazak, but that's all right.
Okay, you got to say. Yeah, Stazak, that's what I meant. Yeah, so I was the guy who called earlier and said Carson Wentz came back too early and shouldn't be playing. So you're not too sure of yourself now, are you?
Wait, who are you talking about? You're talking about Carson Wentz? Who are you talking about not being sure of himself?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm saying Carson Wentz came. Everybody has this. Everybody is confused on why we're not playing as well this year as we did the first 12, 13 games last year. It's obvious. Carson Wentz was healthy. He's not healthy. That's why we're not playing. That's why we lost last week.
Joey, he had a good game last week. He put up 348 yards with two touchdowns, no picks. You think he's the problem?
No, I think he's trying to do too much. First of all, I know it's the coaching is the reason why 48 passes, but he's playing with a leg brace and just not 100%. He's not. I don't care who says what.
Well, I think, Joey, I appreciate the phone call, man. I think he will be much healthier in a year, 6 months, 9 months. But I think to run around and to cut and to plant and to extend right now, I think he's 100%. I don't think they would have put him out there if he wasn't 100%. And I certainly don't think he's the problem. Can't stress that enough. He dropped back 56 times last week, got sacked 5 times, hit 11 times, still managed to throw 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 33 of 50 with a quarterback rating just under 100. Believe me, it's not his fault. They are bereft of weapons from the wide receiver position. Nelson Aguilar had a bad game. All they have on one side of the field is Alshon Jeffrey. Kamar Aiken is on the other side of the field. They do have Zach Ertz, who's dominating this year. Where's Dallas Goedert? He scored a touchdown against the Colts. He's been invisible the other three games. He's a weapon. Use him. Use your weapons. Let's go to Vinny in West Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Vin?
Yo, Joe. Good evening.
Good evening to you, pal. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. Listen, I'm off the Eagles, right? I'm the biggest Dallas fan. Got two reasons. Look, you say that they got a good home record. We do. 9-0. We got the Dallas game. There's one of the things that you're missing in my opinion. DeFilippo is on the team. Now he's on the opposing side.
Right.
Would you pick DeFilippo going against Schwartz? He's going to murder Schwartz. There's no way. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Why do you say that?
On the outside corners. People talk about Mills. I know Mills is horrible. Darby is even horrible. Like, you got two corners that are going. Kirk Cousins is going to. Go back to when the Eagles, when he was killing the Eagles. He was throwing the ball to Deshaun Jackson, right? Both times. Stephon Diggs, if this is better or not, you know, as of advertising, is Deshaun Jackson right now. Thielen, you're not stopping these guys. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to score 30 points. We're not doing that right now. Our team is not ready right now to score 30. Kirk Cousins and what along with DeFilippo, with the game plan, 10 days to check it out, whatever. He's going to murder Jim Schwartz. Oh, I have no zero confidence. And then when those guys see that, I think they're going to have to realize him and Mr. Freeman, him and Coach Dougie P, they living in some la-la land. Talking about this guy, the best option. We're going to lose games. You cornerbacks do lose games in this league, Joe.
Oh, I agree. Who's the third option? What are you talking about with the third option?
No, he said.
Well, who's the better option out there right now?
I don't know the better. I don't even want to get into all that because we just think Sidney Jones. We haven't seen him. We know Rod Stewart Douglas will get sick. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? We know these things. We have yet to see Sidney Jones on the outside. So everybody's talking about what we're doing in practice. They might not trust him. I don't trust the eyes of sports. I don't like that guy. I don't trust him for nothing.
Didn't we love Jim Schwartz last year? Didn't we love him after the Atlanta game? Remember when he threw the headset? Didn't we love him last year? He's been a 2-2 coach too. Doug Peterson's been a 2-2 coach. Press Taylor, the new quarterback's coach, has been a 2-2 coach. Mike Groh has been a 2-2 coach. Who are you going to put in for Jalen Mills? See, I would. Now, I'm not at practice. I'm not in the huddles. I'm not, you know, out there for 2 hours every day. But Sidney Jones, to me, would be the logical choice. He's going to be an outside guy at some point. That's why they drafted him. They didn't draft him in the second round with a blown up Achilles injury to be a slot corner. They didn't draft him to do that. He's going to be on the outside at some point. Why not flip-flop them? I think Jalen Mills would be more suited for the slot corner position anyway. He's big. He's tall. He can be physical. He's a good tackler. Sidney Jones has a speed. See, Jalen Mills, when he gets beat in either on a double move or someone gets by him, he doesn't have the speed to catch up. Like Ron Darby's runs a 4.3. A lot of wide receivers in this league, the reason they're wide receivers in this league because they run 4.4s. I think he runs a 4.8. You could see it. Now, Deshaun Jackson runs by everybody. But, I mean, he just ran a straight, skinny post. And he had two steps on Jalen Mills right off the bat. That's an easy pitch and catch. Easy pitch and catch. Thing that worries me about tomorrow is what the last caller talked about. Talked about Cousins, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen. They are very, very good wide receivers in this league. Adam Thielen had 8 catches for 135 yards and a touchdown against the Rams. Stephon Diggs, 11 catches, 123. 11.2 yards per reception. Kyle Rudolph, 5 for 57, 11.4 yards per reception. And Rams are supposed to have a pretty good defense. You know, they hung with the Rams. Their defense is what is the problem this year for some reason. I can't figure it out. They were the top defense in the league last year. They've gone downhill ever since the Eagles torched them in the NFC title game. They've gone downhill since that game. I think they were traumatized when the Birds put up 31 points against that defense. They scored 38, but seven of them came off the Patrick Robinson pick six. So do you still believe? I want to hear from you if you still believe in this team and tell me why. They haven't given me any reason to say they're going to straighten out. This team's going to straighten out, straighten up, and they're going to be fine. Do we have to be patient? Is that it? Is this going to happen incrementally? As guys come back from injury, as the team gets into a more of a rhythm, more of a flow on offense, they still don't have talent on the other side of Alshon Jeffrey, Kamar Aiken right now. He's good enough to be in the league, obviously, but he's not an elite wide receiver. And that's really hurt them this year, not having more capable wide receivers. Alshon Jeffrey, you saw what he did last week. He was a monster. And he has to continue to be a monster for this team to score some points. And it'd be nice if they ran the ball a little bit more. You know, I get it. If you're down, if the game's getting away from you, you have to sling it. But they had a 14-point lead last week. Now, again, they didn't get the ball back until they were only up seven. So you can't say they had a 14-point lead and they didn't run the ball, because the next time they touched the ball, they were up seven. Tennessee went right down the field after the Eagles scored a touchdown, 75-yard drive to cut the lead to seven. But they have to have more balance. You know, that's Doug's call. That's Doug's issue, or at least it was last week. I don't know why he did that. Got away from him. Game got away from him. Everybody takes a piece of this. Everybody has a share of this. It's like a pie, like a pie chart. Everyone gets a little slice of this blame. The only guy I can't really blame is Carson Wentz. He got knocked around like a pinball last week. Still had a good game. He's coming off a major injury. The only guy I can't throw blame at is Carson Wentz. That's it. Everyone else takes a share of this. The reason why there were 2-2, everyone has a hand in this. They're a 2-2 football team, and they deserve to be a 2-2 football team. But we know what they did last year. They had that magic. They had that it. They had that it. Where's that it this year? Where did it go? Do you still believe? Or is this one of those seasons that's just going to be like, they're going to be marginally good, maybe a game or two over 500, maybe three games over 500, maybe even 10-6, win the division? Because I think this division is very winnable. That's an understatement. It's very winnable. They win the division, they go to the playoffs. I mean, they have the Giants, the Redskins, the Cowboys. Very mediocre teams. Very mediocre competition. They are the elite of this division. They should win the division. But I'm talking about bigger things. I don't care about winning the division. Once you've won a Super Bowl, stop. Stop with division titles. I'm talking big picture. If that's all we're looking towards this year and we're going to be satisfied with that, we got some problems. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak, I'm here until 8:50 tonight. Give me a call.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 95, the Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie and Andrew. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. A $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. And the Sugar House suite seat. VIP reserve seating. Plenty of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/philly.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over 4 generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style franks, or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it tailgatefamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Brian Baldinger for Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and many more. Open 7 days a week with the best price guarantee. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Shop online at goldnuggetjewelry.com. Golden Nugget Jewelers, it's where Philly gets engaged.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this.
One,
and here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for.
at the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's time to start thinking big, real big, like 28-carat diamond big, because the Powerball jackpot is over $253 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. 7:32 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak here till Flyers hockey takes over at 8:50. Brian Smith with the pregame show, and then Tim Saunders, Steve Coates getting it done like they did the other night. 5-2 win over the Golden Knights. Flyers trying to go 2-0 on the young season. We're talking Eagles football. Let's go right back out to the phone lines. Rodriguez in Middletown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rodriguez?
Hey, mi amigo Joe.
How you doing, bub?
Ah, man, I'm just listening, just chilling. It's raining right now, a lot of rain in Middletown.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's raining out here, man. But, you know, I'm enjoying my grandson's birthday, so I'm having fun.
Good, good, man. Tell him we said happy birthday.
I will. I'm not really concerned in itself about the game because I'm confident that this team has beaten the Vikings at home, you know, so many times. I'm pretty confident that, look, we're still the best in our division, no question. Nobody in our division right now is that game ahead of us. Nobody. I mean, we're basically all about the same record right now. But being Super Bowl champions, that puts us on top. So by being Super Bowl champions, we're still number one. Until somebody knocks us off. So, we're the best in our division. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to win the division, no doubt. But the goal is to repeat. And I think this team is still capable of doing that. Now, we got to protect Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz spent too much time on the ground. We did that with Nick Foles a few games ago where he was hit a lot. That defense really has to pick up. And we really have to protect this quarterback.
Yeah, you know what, Rodriguez? I mean, it goes without saying, they have to protect Carson Wentz better than they have. 9 sacks in the last 2 games at over 20 hits. Still had a good game last week. Still had a real nice game. Listen, he's not the problem. But the offensive line has been one of the problems. Big time. They got to get that straightened out. Jason Kelce has to do a better job, although I think he's hurting. No one knows where that injury is. I mean, someone knows where the injury is, but no one's said anything. So they need to get that straightened out. And the defense, we talked about this. Of course, they have to get home. They have to get home. They have to get pressure on Cousins. You let him sit back there, he'll do what he did to the Rams. And he was sacked 4 times in that game. When he did have time, carved them up. Let's go out to Chris in Penn Salk, and you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Joseph?
How are you, man?
Good, man. I got to tell you, that kid Joe, he seems like a nice guy. It's not Carson's problem. He got hit 29 times. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's patting the ball a little bit. Here's the problem. It's our coaching staff that they're being read. It's like a tell in the car game. We know what they're doing in our living room. Like Jim Schwartz, I don't know, and don't get me wrong, Joe. I know you said, well, didn't he do great in Atlanta? Yeah, but guess what? My girlfriend might have been my best friend last year, but if I walked in the party and she was cheating, I'd still break up with her.
Right. Last year means zip.
He's getting smoked from the Super Bowl every week. They're giving up chunks of yards, and I get it. You want to be back in your player? I like Mills. Mills, guess what? McLeod, you're not signing him next year anyway. He's $7 million on the books.
move him to safety, and put the kid over Jones on the outside. That's why we draft him in the second round and let him sit for a whole year.
You know,
I just don't know why Douglas doesn't say, dude, do it. I'm your boss.
Well, I think, he would. I don't think there would be a problem with the chain of command, but I don't think they're going to do it because I think
I don't think they're going to do it either, Joe. And as for Bell, people call me, I don't know. I don't know if Bell will wreck the rock locker room. You're not wrecking the locker room with Peters and Carson Wentz and guys like that and Hicks. Put it this way, Joe. But Banner, we all didn't like Banner because he was cheap, and I didn't like him either after 30, got rid of guys. He said something yesterday I was listening because I'm a weirdo and I have no life. He goes, why wouldn't you go after him? Because even if you give up, not a three, give up your second-round pick, let him walk at the end of the year if you can't pay him. You get a compensatory third-round pick back.
Right, right.
So come on, man. This is common sense. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's not a mongoose, Joseph.
Chris, I love it, man. I got to keep moving. That is a good point. They do get a compensatory third-round pick if he walks, and they have two second-round picks in next year's draft. I would go hard after Le'Veon Bell. I'm surprised they haven't yet. It would not surprise me if Howie did something like that. Howie's known for his aggressiveness. He's known to, make a splash here and there, which he could very well do if he picked up Le'Veon Bell. My goodness gracious. The Eagles need weapons on offense. Darren Sproles was always a weapon. When he's on the field, I think he's still the most dangerous guy out there. He's got a hamstring problem. People are saying, he's 35 years old. And that's not the reason. He's got a hamstring issue, guys. We don't know that he's fallen off the cliff yet. The game he played, he looked okay to me. Coming back off a major injury, broke his arm, wrecked his knee. But he's hurt, and that hamstring, that could last, most of the season. They usually last a long time. They need weapons. They lost LeGarrette Blount. I know he's averaging 2.7 yards a carry in Detroit. I get all that. He was valuable to this team when he was here. He was extremely valuable. Hey, God bless Jay Ajayi running with the hurt back. You know how painful that is to have a back injury and you're getting blasted? You're just getting blasted and knocked around play after play after play. I give him a lot of credit. Corey Clement's been hurt. They have been banged up. There is, again, I don't like to use excuses, but there is something to it. After a while, when you keep getting, keep getting hurt and guys keep coming out of the lineup, it does affect your team. But I think they have enough pieces in the right places to overcome that right now, and they just haven't done it so far. Let's go to Dean in Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dean?
What's up, Joe Stay?
How are you, man?
Hey, they can't. This is the first game of the season. All that giving them a pass and all that, sometimes we make a little bit of excuses for Doug. Look, Doug got to stop being conservative, and it's not anybody's fault but Doug in the offensive line, offensive and defensive line. Has to play better than that.
Absolutely. Listen, it's a simple game. Protect your quarterback, affect their quarterback. That's it. The quarterback's the most, he's like the queen in chess. You have to protect the queen.
And you know what else, Joe? It's just like if somebody slammed Carson down to the ground, their offensive line would stick up. It's the same mentality you have to have when protecting him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Dean. I mean, and they just haven't done that this year. They gave up 12 sacks in the last three games. They gave up 11 total in the last nine games of last season.
That is poor and pitiful. And then, here it is. The game is on the line. Doug, we can't go on last year's royalties. We got to say, listen, if you're going to be aggressive like you was last year, you got to be aggressive for this season. We can't rest on the laurels from last year.
No, Dean, I totally agree, man. It can't rest on the laurels. Super Bowl was last year. It was great. It was fun. It was awesome. I can't say enough about it. That was last year, kids. That was last year. All right? It's a new season. It's all about this year. We're going to be content. We're going to rest on our laurels because they won a Super Bowl last year. Stop. Stop with that. This team really needs to focus up and get in sync, or they are going to be in serious trouble if they lose tomorrow to the Vikings. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stasak. I'm here till 8:50 tonight. Couple open phone lines right now. Marty, Chris, hang in there. I'll get you on the other side. Joe Stasak here till 8:50 tonight. Stick around.
97.5, The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning starts this Monday, October 8th.
It's game day,
son. On 97.5, The Fanatic.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters. Stop aggressive collection actions and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, I'm here with Jeff Schweitzer, CEO of Univest Bank. You know, as consumers, we love convenience and instant service. In fact, we're addicted to it. Now, Jeff, I would think this is also impacting the business world.
Absolutely, Mike. And I would say even more so today because the pace of business isn't slowing down. Business owners are time-starved and looking for simplification to be more competitive.
What are some ways that Univest is helping your business clients in this area?
By providing advice and solutions to help business owners achieve their financial dreams efficiently with one financial provider. Whether they're looking at loans for expansion, cash management solutions, insurance to protect their employees or business, or creating an effective retirement plan, they can get it all at Univest.
Well, that says it all. For business insights in banking, insurance, and investment solutions, contact Univest today. Univest Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Opportunity, and SBA Preferred Lender. Products offered through Univest Insurance Incorporated are not FDIC insured, not deposits of or bank guaranteed.
Hurry in for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals at JCPenney, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 9/27 to 10/17. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
O'Reilly. Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up a bottle of Armor All Original Protectant for $5.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Original Protectant. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took 6 men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear anytime,
anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Join Sal Palantonio for a special Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, October 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. It's a special Sal Palantonio Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, October 12th, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia. Hey guys, double Double Visions gives you the chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road in Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit. Tonight, watch as the UFC's biggest star, Conor McGregor, takes to the octagon in UFC 229.
It's time to start thinking big, real big, like 28-carat diamond big, because the Powerball jackpot is over $253 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Joe Spacek here, late 50th night. Flyers hockey at that time. They're in Colorado tonight. Taking on the Avalanche. We're talking Eagles football. Dug themselves a hole. I know it. They're only 2-2. Dug themselves a hole, though, because they had the meat of the order coming up, starting with the Vikings. This was a game where we looked on the calendar, circled it, you know, in the offseason. This was it. Week 5, Vikings come to town, rematch of the NFC title game. It's going to be a big one. They're 1-2-1, and the Eagles are 2-2. Both teams have stunk this year. Vikings have gone 3 weeks without a win. Won their first game against San Francisco, have gone winless since. Winless since. Got smoked by Buffalo. How does that happen? I don't know. Tied the Packers. Miraculously, should have lost that game. Miraculous tie with the Packers. And they lost to the Rams. So they lost to the worst team in the league, and then they lost to the best team in the league in 3 weeks. They're 1-2-1. Listen, a lot of teams, I shouldn't say a lot of teams, there are teams that start off poorly and they crank it up. Look at the Patriots. I know we're talking about New England. They're a different, in a different, you know, atmosphere. Started the season last year, 2-2, and won like 14 straight. Started off 1-2 this year and played the 3-0 Dolphins for AFC East division supremacy temporarily. And they smoked the Dolphins. And they come back and drop 38 on the Colts a few days later. That team is something else. Sonny Michel, rookie. All right, he's their running back this year. 18 carries, 98 yards, and a touch the other night. James White, still catching balls out of the backfield. Led them in receiving the other night. 10 catches, 77 yards. Julian Edelman's back, doing his thing, 7 catches, 57 yards. James White had a touchdown, by the way. Oh, and by the way, Josh Gordon, who has 2 touchdowns now this year, one with the Browns in the Pittsburgh game, and he catches Brady's 500th touchdown pass, Josh Gordon. Patriots make Josh Gordon look good. And he is very good, don't get me wrong. That's a place you go and you become somebody. How do they do it? I have no idea. I know it starts and ends with 12. And Belichick. Belichick's just unbelievable what that team does. Can never count them out. No matter how bad they look. And they rarely look bad. They looked bad last year when they got smoked in opening night with the Chiefs. Started off the season 2-2, 1-2. Came back, won like 14 straight, and we know what happened from there on out. Can the Eagles turn their season around? You might say, what are you talking about? They're only 2-2. They're a bad 2-2. It should be 3-1, first of all. It's a bad 2-2. It's a bad look losing that game, giving up a 4th-and-15, giving up 3 straight fourth downs. 3 straight fourth downs. Getting beat by a second-year guy. 161. 161 yards for Corey Davis. Julio Jones, 169, 10 catches. DeSean Jackson, 129. Corey Davis, 161. Yes, yes, Jalen Mills has problems. But there's not, I don't see a better solution unless you move him to safety and move Sidney Jones over to the left cornerback position. But Sidney Jones looked awful last week, too. Tajay Sharp just abused him on that touchdown. He left him with his pants around his ankles at the line of scrimmage. He didn't have a great game. He's a rookie. Of course, see, I'm using that as an excuse. He's a rookie. Their rookie, Harold Landry, rookie out of Boston College, abused Lane Johnson last week. Their rookies do some things. Our rookies look bad. They look like rookies. I know I'm being a little harsh. That's the reality of the situation. It's not good. It's not a good outlook. It's not a good look for this team. They're a bad 2-2. And this season could get away from them with a loss tomorrow. So do you still believe? You still believe this thing can get turned around? They can recapture that it quality they had last year? 610-632-0975. Marty in Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Marty?
Joe, how you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. I think it can get turned around and pretty quickly, but you talked about it a good bit the last couple of months and with Steve Callis. It's going to be ironic with all the moves Howie made, and I think he made a lot of good, aggressive moves in the offseason. You know, if the one that he didn't make, bringing back Blunt, is the one that bites them, because that's clearly what they're missing. They're missing the guy who can go beast mode. And, you know, you remember last year after they beat the Giants with the 61-yard field goal, the next week, I think it was the next week, they were out in San Diego, and that's where Blunt ices that game. And that was a big moment in the season last year.
Yeah, they were out in L.A. playing the Chargers. Right. I know we call them San Diego. I still call them San Diego. I know what you mean. Right. They ran like 7-8 minutes off the clock in the fourth quarter to ice that game. They won by 2.
Yeah, and I think that because of the injuries, you know, they decided to keep Sproles. They wanted more flexibility, you know, for whatever Blunt signed for. But obviously two completely different backs, and now you've got all the injury issues with Sproles. And so they don't have that battering ram back as good as Ajayi is. And I think one reason why Doug didn't run it more last week was the guy only had two healthy backs, and then one has a bad back. So he had Ajayi and he had Smallwood. And that was pretty much it last week. So I think he was even just thinking, man, I can't go down to one running back, so I'm going to have to really throw the ball. And he fell into that rut. But I think Howie has to move quickly. I would do whatever it takes to bring in Le'Veon Bell. I mean, that's a Patriots move, if it ever was one.
Oh, it's a total Patriots move. Yeah. I'd do it,
go
too.
Ahead, do it.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, do that, and then now you've got defenses playing more honest, and I think the offensive line instantly looks better. I mean, it's pretty much the same group of guys. They're going to fire off the ball now. You know they love the run block, and now the teams know there's actually a threat. They can't pin their ears back.
He's a weapon. And, you're right. They can't pin their ears back. You have to account for him. You game plan around. He's a guy you game plan for.
Absolutely. So I really think he is a difference maker. And if Howie and Joe Douglas are looking at this year's team as, hey, we've got a window, because that seemed to be the way Howie was approaching the offseason. If Howie's looking at it as, this is the last year I've got Jason Peters, this is the last year I've got some of these guys, let's go for it. Then take that second number two pick next year and Smallwood and whatever else and call the Steelers up and try to get it done, because I think they need that guy. I think he'll be a difference maker. Try to see if hopefully he and Ajayi can figure it out. But you know what? Guess what? They've got to figure it out.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, my friend. He and Ajayi will figure it out. Yeah, it's called Le'Veon Bell gets the bulk of the carries. Jay Ajayi is the complimentary back. He's no longer the feature back. Le'Veon Bell is the feature back. Of course, the way they do it here makes no sense. It works, but it makes no sense. Opening night against the Falcons, Darren Sproles is getting all the carries in the first quarter. What? Excuse me? J.J. Hurts is back. He's back now. He gets 15 carries last week. That's a lot of carries for a guy with a broken back. Wendell Smallwood did a nice job last week, too. He's quietly playing very good football. I know he got criticized a lot for missing blocks when he was back there to pass protect. But one of those plays was Kelsey's fault. Kelsey took the wrong guy on a stunt. It probably wasn't supposed to be a stunt. And now Smallwood should have picked up his guy who came, Kelsey's guy who came right through, you know, unabated. But it was a confusing play, and that he got killed for that. But that was actually Kelsey's fault. Kelsey hasn't been playing well this year. But Smallwood's quietly showing some things when he carries the ball, showing some things. He's got some stuff. He's not great. He's a little slippery on the outside. You know, let's give credit where it's due. He's done a nice job. And when Clement comes back, I have no idea what they're going to do because it makes no sense how they rotate guys. Who's going to be the feature back this game? Maybe it's Clement. Maybe it's Smallwood. I would think it would be a Jai. But again, you never know what Deuce is going to do. Deuce Staley, the running backs coach. Of course, I think it's Doug's call. It's just amazing. Oh, of course, they led the league in rushing last year. Actually, they dropped to third, but that was because of the Dallas game. It worked. But yeah, you can't account. You have to account for the fact that LeGarrette Blount isn't here anymore. And Torrey Smith's not here either as they bring in Mike Wallace. He gets hurt, breaks his leg. They have nobody on the other side. Le'Veon Bell would be a perfect solution for this offense. They need weapons. They don't have them. 610-632-0975. Give me a call. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till 8:50 tonight talking Eagles football. Stick around.
97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 5. And the Birds are 2-2. And back at the link this Sunday at 425. Spend your football Sunday starting at 1 p.m. with Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Let's talk about mental health. Your teen's anxiety, a friend's depression, or your neighbor's panic attacks. Talk about you. Each year, one in five adults will experience a mental health condition. Untreated, it can affect how you relate to others and your ability to function at work or with family. It can even affect your physical health. Learn the signs. Because feeling better is possible, especially when you seek treatment early. This station is part of the Beasley Best Community of Caring. To learn more about resources and help, visit our website.
Hi, this is Pierre Robert. You're not used to hearing me here, but I have an important message about suicide prevention. Sadly, each year we lose far too many to suicide. It's now the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. There is something we can do about it, though. Join me on Sunday, October 7th at the Philadelphia Museum of Art for the Walk to Raise Awareness for Suicide Prevention. Be a part of the movement turning hope into action and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Funds raised at the walk will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Learn more at afsp.org/Philly Walk.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, and I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here we go!
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Damn, it is getting hot in here. And things will be heating up tomorrow. And the Eagles take on the Vikings, 4:25 at the Link. Joe Torti and myself will take care of all your post-game needs immediately following the game. Don't forget, this weekend's programming, though, is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. And don't forget, we have a new lineup this week. It starts Monday. Mark Farsetta and Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney and Jamie The Silent Bro in the mornings from 6 to 10. Gargano and Martitas from 10 to 2. And Mikey Miss, of course, from 2 to 6. Can't wait to see those guys together. It's going to be good stuff. Mark Farsetta taking over in the morning, doing the morning show. Cuz with Jason Martitas and Mikey Miss from 2 to 6 with Natalie and Ty Johnson. 610-632-0975. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Vikings. Do you still believe? You still have faith. You have blind faith. See, a lot of it, I think, is blind faith. We know what this team can do, or at least could do last year. It's a different year, though, man. You know, I hate hearing this is the new norm. Stop with that. I hope it's the new norm. I'd love it to be the new norm. Doesn't look like it's the new norm right now. It just doesn't. It's a bad look. It's a bad look. We know what they have to do. We know they have to protect Carson Wentz. We know they have to get home on Kirk Cousins. We know that Jalen Mills has to do a better job with his guys. We know that Ron Darby has to tackle better. We know that Corey Graham hopefully isn't going to play. Oh, sorry. I don't know what happened there. We know that Jay Ajayi needs to rush for about 75 yards. Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood for maybe about 45 yards. Buck 15 tomorrow, I'm estimating. We know they have to shut down Minnesota's rushing game, which is the last in the league. Of course, they don't rush the ball that much because they've been behind in most of their games, and they sling it a lot. Kirk Cousins had a real nice game against the Rams. Of course, they were down the whole game. slung it 50 times. 50 times over 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, was sacked 4 times for minus 30 yards in that game. 610-632-0975. Do you have to be patient? Is that what it is? Do we have to be patient? I've about seen enough right now. I've had all I can take with bad football. Maybe we got a little spoiled last year because it was great football. But I've had enough. I've seen enough. I don't believe this team has it this year, although it is somewhat of a small sample size. I want to know what you think. Do you still believe in this team? Let's go to Anthony in Germantown. You're on 97.5 The Bank. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe, man. You got a great show, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it, man.
Yo, I got a quick question, man.
Shoot.
Do you think our season last year was a fluke?
No.
All right, so we got to keep the faith, man. We got to be patient. We just got our franchise quarterback back. So he moves great. He's moving great. Just got to get his timing together, and we're going to start steamrolling people. Trust me.
Yeah?
And Doc Peterson, come on, man. He did a masterful job last year.
Oh, he was great.
No one should have any qualms with what he's doing, nor any of his coaches. Just give him time. We're going to be just fine.
You think so? You're confident. You believe.
I'm like this, man. I look at the whole body of work, man. I don't look at just this season. I look at how we did last year, the year before. I look at the body of work of this coach, man. He's a player's coach.
Yeah, he is a player's coach. Players love him.
Starting Sproles with the first game, I think that was a stroke of genius.
Curious, why do you think that?
First of all, pound for pound, probably the strongest, most well-conditioned athlete on all the Eagles, right? And he should have retired, but he came back. He came back. That has to be rewarded. And Doug knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
All right. Well, let's hope so. I appreciate it, Anthony.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, pal. Appreciate it a lot, man. Does Doug Peterson know what he's doing? Of course he knows what he's doing. You know what's funny, though, when we talk about Doug Peterson, how we praise him and just shower him with accolades? Just think back 2 years of what we all thought, most of us, and I want to say all, because maybe there were some believers out there, thought of Doug Peterson. Now we totally look at him through different colored glasses. Now he's a Super Bowl winning coach. Now he's got a ring. He's got some jewelry in the box. Did a great job last year. Tremendous job. But you're only as good as your last game. I didn't think he was good last game. I think he needs to take some blame for that. I know he's a stand-up guy, takes accountability for last week's game. The problem I had with last week's game, a couple problems. They didn't run the ball enough, and they were running the ball pretty well. They were up 14 points in the game. They were up 7 when they got the ball back. They could not achieve balance. Carson Wentz was still slinging it. Didn't need to. I know he likes to be aggressive, but dropping Carson Wentz back 56 times is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. 56 times to 20. 20 called rushes. 20 called rushes last week to 56. You got to have more balance, brah. Balance is the key. Mix it up. Pound the ball. Listen, I know you have an asset in Carson Wentz, and when you have an asset like that, sure, you want to put the ball in his hands and let him do what he does. I don't know if it was like him saying to Carson Wentz, all right, you've had a game now, you have a game under your belt, go do it. Just let it fly. They don't really have the weapons to let it fly 56 times in a game. Alshon Jeffrey had a nice game. It's good to see him back in the lineup. 8 catches, 105. Zach Ertz had a monster game. 10 catches, 112. Jordan Matthews even got back on the statistic sheet. Big touchdown catch, smoked his guy. But he's not a burner. They don't have speed at the wideout position. Even Alshon Jeffrey's not a burner. Probably the fastest of the wideouts. Probably, but they don't have legit speed, which is a problem. You know, speed kills. I know it's an old cliche. It does. We saw what happened when DeSean Jackson just ran a straight skinny post by his guy. Easy pitch and catch for six right out of the gate. They need some help over on the left side. Maybe get Dallas Goedert more incorporated into the offense. You know, had a nice game against the Colts. Two catches, 13 yards last week. What, they don't trust him? I think he's done enough where you can trust Dallas Goedert. I know they don't like rookies. I don't like rookies. I really don't. Nothing personal. They're rookies. The jump from college to the pros is enormous. You know, God bless Sidney Jones. He's a rookie. He's doing his thing. Played okay so far this season in the slot. Had a bad game last week. Welcome to the NFL, kid. Tajay Sharpe, if you get a chance to take a look at that play, just got abused. He looked like a rookie. But they're not going to move Jalen Mills to the safety and move Sidney Jones over to the left corner spot. They're just not going to do that. They're going to stay with Jalen Mills. They're going to, you know, dance with the girl who brung him, whatever that saying is. And Jalen Mills and Jim Schwartz said this week, you know, he's one of the reasons we had a parade last year, Jalen Mills. And he did. He balled last year. But they also got more pressure on the quarterback. See, you get exposed. You'll get exposed anyway if you're a very good cornerback, if you give the opposing quarterback time. You'll get exposed anyway. But if you're a suspect cover guy and you don't have a lot of speed, I mean, you'll get abused. And Jalen Mills has got abused so far this year. He's getting beat by second-year guys, rookies. Everyone's running right by him. See, he's got 4.8 speed. Not his fault. That's what he has. He's got 4.8 speed. He's going up against guys with 4.4 speed. And he's on an island. I mean, it's basically him back there. He's had a rough go so far this year, especially last game. He's got to do a better job. He's a good tackler. And what's with Ron Darby's tackling skills? Did he, you know, was he absent the day they taught tackling back in weight football, back in eighth grade? Was he absent that day? Oh, he's been horrendous. Take a look at that attempt to tackle O.J. Howard on that 75-yard touchdown run. That's embarrassing. You know, you're sitting in the game, in the film room the next day. That's one you just put your hat down over your eyes and hope it goes away. Or you take a personal day. You don't want to be in there with the boys watching that on film as you get, you know, just called out by your coach, your position coach. Oh, it was just bad. He's been bad. Sidney Jones was bad. Jalen Mills was bad. They have to pick it up defensively in the secondary, and they have to get home. They're going to have to do it without Derek Barnett tomorrow. Brandon Graham, sackless in Philadelphia, hasn't had a sack this year. Where's he been? Don't give me the high ankle sprain. He's healthy enough to be on the field. That was a long time ago. Come on, brah. You got to pull your weight. I know you're part of the one of the greatest plays in Eagles history, but that was last year. This is this year. They're not working in concert. It's been very choppy so far this year. Can they get it together? Yes, I think they can get it together. But I'm not sure how that's going to come. I don't know if we just have to be patient and it will come incrementally. I do not know. But right now, I'm having a hard time believing in this team. How about you? 610-632-0975. Mike in Gloucester County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brah?
Good. Couple things. I actually think, I know you just said they're not going to do this, but I actually think they should put Mills at safety. McLeod's done. He's not coming back. He's gone.
Yeah, he's pretty much done.
Yeah. And I think now would be an ideal time. I mean, he's a third-year player. Get him to learn a new position. He's been in the league. He knows what to expect. I think now would be the time to pull the trigger on that. Second thing is offense. Offensive line has been absolutely awful, 100% awful.
But
a hangover only lasts so long. We've all had them. I mean, you wake up, you're a little groggy in the morning. Now we're a quarter into the season. I think now is the time they start showing up.
Yeah, they got to show up. They really do. They haven't shown up in any of the games, in any of them. Have you, you been impressed by any of these games?
No, not even a little bit close. Not even a little bit close. And it's coming off that, like you said, that left side, off that left edge. Jason Peters has been getting abused all season long.
He looks he looks old. I know he's got a problem with his, I think it's his quad, but he looks 35, 36 years old.
Yeah, he's done. He's done too. It's, I mean, and V, we really can't even rely on V, because he looked like crap in the preseason. He looked terrible. He looked like a peewee football player out there.
I mean, I appreciate the call, Michael. Yeah, what happened to him? He filled in nicely last year. Big V. And for Jason Peters, they gave up one sack in the three playoff games. You want to know why they won the Super Bowl? One sack in three playoff games. Nick Foles had all the time in the world last year. I know they might be moving Steven Wisniewski to the bench. Isaac Seumalo might get some time at the left guard position tomorrow. We'll see. He took some of the first team reps this week. They're trying to figure out the right combination on the offensive line. They have to do something. You can't be letting Carson Wentz get knocked around like a pinball every week. He's not going to last. He's not going to last. That's an injury waiting to happen. That's an injury waiting to happen. You just get your top asset back and you throw him to the wolves. That's basically what has happened so far this year. Let's go to Ron in media. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, how you doing, man? I agree with you on a lot of the points. I believe, though, it's not too much the players. It's more in lines of the scheme and what these guys are doing, coaching. They just need to, like, when you get that lead, when you got that 17-point lead, you got to stop being cute and just get back to basics. They had a lot of three wide receiver, one tight end, trying to spread them out. They had a lot of naked empty backfields. And when you get that lead, they got two veteran tight ends. They got another tight end that can run some routes. Come get these guys in some jumble formations, and then audible out of the run into a pass. You know, it's like they're playing into the other team's defense hand. Just sitting back there and just coming after him, instead of them attacking them, making them switch to what we want to do as far as offense.
No, I hear you, brother. I mean, their scheme hasn't been good. The play calling hasn't been good. They're not creative. No. They haven't been creative. Last year, they looked creative. There was flow. There was fluidity.
And you couldn't tell what they were doing. Now, you know, it's just like they're just sitting back, letting the rush come to them instead of changing the game, making the defense change to what they're doing on the field. And as far as on the defense, these guys have to come up. I mean, everybody doesn't have to be on the line. All the corners can't play bump and run. But you got to get some of these guys up. Take some of these guys off their routes. Okay, yeah, we know the coordinator doesn't like to blitz. You don't have to blitz. You can show blitz. Bring some guys up, pull them back, confuse the quarterback.
Yeah, they don't even do that.
Exactly. Sometimes you got to go back to basics, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Ronnie. I mean, there's a lot of things and a lot of blame to go around. I would like to see them blitz a little bit more. You know, send more guys that can be picked up. Show blitz, drop back into zone, line up in zone, shift to man, or vice versa. I don't see a lot of that. Too much cushion, 10, 12-yard cushions on these guys. They're having their way. They're keeping everything underneath, and the opposition is taking it. But they're also getting beat deep. You know, if you're going to do one thing, then stop the other thing. Can't let them have both. Tough watch this year so far. Donnie in Delaware, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Donnie?
So I got 2 points, one on the defense, one on the offense. I want to start with the defense, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So to your thought there with they're playing too much of a cushion on the defense, I completely agree. This is a team in the Vikings where you cannot give them a cushion on the defense because you have to jam Stephon Diggs at the line. You had to jam Adam Thielen at the line. if you're going to do that, you got to play too high safety. They don't have a second safety who can really do that and be rangy and go on the other side of the field since McLeod got hurt. I understand that's not possible now, so you kind of had to play off, but you can't trail with Malcolm Jenkins because Malcolm Jenkins is best used back in the box.
Yes, so, he is. You're right.
So, therefore, you kind of had to live with the defense. Second here is I love Nick Foles. Nick Foles brought us to the Super Bowl here because of the way he played in the playoffs. I get that. But what we're really missing here, and I'm probably the only person in Philadelphia to say this, is Trey Burton. Because Trey Burton, I understand he was our third tight end. He would probably be our second tight end, and you had Dallas Goedert. Even if they went and drafted Dallas Goedert, they had Trey Burton, they probably wouldn't have gone after Goddard at that point. But Trey Burton essentially would be a slot receiver. So you're paying slot receivers same money as you're paying a number one tight end these days. So if you would have paid Trey Burton his money and kept Nick Foles at the contract he was, I understand you need to pay the man in order to thank him for the Super Bowl. But I think we would be a completely different looking offense if they would have paid Trey Burton instead of paying Nick Foles.
Why do you think that? Why do you think their offense would look completely different?
Well, Carson Wentz had a comfort level with Trey Burton where he knew where Trey Burton was when he was on the field, no matter what. You don't see the fluidity with Dallas Goedert or Perkins when he's out there. It's just not there yet. I understand things take time, but in the NFL, you can see you don't have time anymore. Everybody's evolving week by week. And I understand Carson has just come back, and Carson's going to be fine. I really believe Carson's going to be fine. But you can't say we're good right now with Aguilar. Jeffrey had a fantastic game. Ertz is always going to be Ertz. Ertz is going to give you 8 or 9 catches for 100 yards, 89 yards every single game, maybe a touchdown.
Yep.
But you can't rely on a rookie in an offensive scheme in these days. It takes a rookie on the offensive side of the ball, especially a receiver. And I'm not even calling Goddard a tight end. Goddard is a receiver, period, just like Ertz is a receiver. A receiver takes longer than any other position in the NFL to understand their position. Because whether, and especially in an RPO offense where they need to think on a dime in the sense of, am I blocking or am I taking my route?
Yeah, you know, Ronnie, great call, man. I appreciate the insight and the thoughts. Trey Burton, I don't think that's the answer. Trey Burton, he was the third tight end. I like Trey Burton. I think he's a good ball player, real good ball player. Got his money, went to Chicago. I'm okay with Dallas Goedert. I agree. It is a very tough position to pick up right away as a rookie. But I think they need to incorporate him more because he's a weapon. He is a weapon. There are some guys out there. See, I don't consider Jordan Matthews necessarily a weapon. Nelson Aguilar, he's an almost weapon. Alshon Jeffrey's a weapon. Zach Ertz is a weapon. Dallas Goedert's a weapon. Guys, you need to know where they are on the field. Guys that can hurt you in an instant. Sometimes you need to game plan for. Eagles don't have that. Darren Sproles, if he was healthy, now I don't know how he would look at his age coming off those two injuries. He was always a weapon. You needed to know where Sproles was on the field at all times. They don't have guys like that. They don't have explosiveness like a Tyreek Hill or Brandon Cooks. Someone with explosive speed. They lack that. That's why I think I would do what I needed to do to get Le'Veon Bell in here. I think that would change the offense completely. The landscape would look a lot different. And they would have another weapon, a guy you need to game plan for, a guy who can pick up blitzes, who can block, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, who can run the ball. He's a workhorse. I would have no problem if Howie went out and lassoed him some Le'Veon Bell. Joe Stazak here till 8:50 tonight. We're approaching that pretty soon. Brian Smith will come up at that time with the pregame show, Flyers and Avalanche, tonight starting at 9 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I will be right back. I'm Joe Stazak, 610-632-0975. Coming right back.
97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony's back.
Sounds good.
Anthony Gargano and Jason Mercedes. Middays as part of the Fanatics new fall lineup starting Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit StitchFix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at StitchFix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at StitchFix.com/Philly.
This is the moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
This game day weather report is brought to you by American Standard Air.
The Birds are back home this Sunday versus Minnesota for a 425 start. The game will start out with mostly sunny skies and a high temp of 77 degrees. By the end of the fourth quarter, the temps should dip into the mid-60s with 90% humidity.
If it's happening right now, it's happening on eBay. 126 Gucci bags are sold on eBay every day. That's 126 people looking real Gucci. Love your Adidas? You're not alone. 147 pairs are bought every hour on eBay. Speaking of time, 30 watches are sold every minute on eBay. TikTok, TikTok. Oh, and the latest phones? A new one is sold on eBay every 4 seconds. If it's happening every second at great prices, it's happening on eBay. Fill your cart with color. eBay.
Hey, it's autumn, and it's time for the Autumn at Aaron's event when just $5 gets you started. That's right, just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from brands you love. GE, Philips, LG, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Visit your local Aaron's store or Aaron's.com now through October 11th. It's time for cool breezes and cool deals. Plus, just $5 gets you started during the Autumn at Aaron's event. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
If you want to be absolutely sure you have the right paint color, order paint samples from HomeDepot.com. They're little 8-ounce jars of confidence. You can get more colors and sheens than at any other store. Even better, they all come with free shipping every day. So you'll not only get the color right, you'll also get the color right to your door. Shipped for free. Get free shipping on paint samples and peace of mind on your next paint project. Only from the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Online samples only.
It's time to start thinking big, real big, like 28-carat diamond big, because the Powerball jackpot is over $253 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Final segment, fourth quarter. Get those four fingers up. Fourth quarter belongs to us. Joe Stazak here till Flyers hockey comes your way at 8:50. Taking on the Avalanche tonight. Trying to go 2-0 on the very young hockey season. Don't forget to join Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney this Sunday. That would be tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. First 97 people to come to the pregame show prior to kickoff will get a Fanatic prize pack and qualify for tickets to the next home game, a $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block, and the Sugar House suite seat, VIP reserve seating, plus over 100 hours in food and fun. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie Eganoff and Andrew Saltrunas. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gearhard's Appliances. And don't forget, I'll be along with Joe Torti right after the game, immediately following the game, with all your post-game needs. Hopefully we'll be talking about an Eagles win to go 3-2 on the young football season. This is the meat of the order. First quarter's in the books. I give them a C- for the first quarter. Hopefully the second quarter they'll pick it up a little bit. They take on the Giants in a quick turnaround this week on Thursday night. Then they have the Carolina Panthers, and then they go to London. That's going to be cool. 9:30 game. Wake up on Sunday morning. Get to church early. Come home watching ball, having breakfast, having eggs and bacon, watching the Eagles at 9:30 in the morning. It's going to be weird. But I think it's cool. Get up, get it out of the way. Boom! Hit it. 9:30 a.m. That's going to be cool. And then they have a bye week. So they have the bye week right after the Jags game. We'll see what the second quarter of the season brings the Birds. Do you believe in this team still? How do you feel about this team at this point? Where do you think this team is headed? Coming off a really bad loss. There are losses and there are bad losses. That's one you call a bad beat. That would qualify as a bad beat. A bad beat, by definition, is a game that most likely you should have won, or a bet you should have won, but something almost miraculous happens and you end up on the losing side. That's called a bad beat. That's what that was last week. Give Tennessee credit. Hey, they made the plays when the Eagles gave them opportunities to make the plays. I still have no idea what Corey Graham was thinking on the 4th and 15. No idea. None. I still have not. The right defense was called. It's not Jim Schwartz's fault. Play and prevent. Everyone on the sticks. And he lets his receiver run right by him. He made no motion, no moves, no nothing to follow his man that came into his zone. He didn't even. All you had to do was get in the flight path of the ball. Knock it down. That's the ball game. Big difference between 3-1 and 2-2. That's a bad beat last week, kids. A bad, bad beat. Taking on the Vikings tomorrow. Kirk Cousins and company. He plays well at the link. Eagles play well at the link. 13 straight wins. If you throw out that meaningless Dallas game at the end of the year, 13 straight wins. You have to go back two seasons to find an Eagles loss at the link. And they are stingy. They gave up 14 points a game this year, 12 points a game last year through eight games. 12 points. Not a lot of points so far this year. They gave up 12 to the Falcons and 16 to the Colts. They are stingy at home. But the defense hasn't traveled this year. Jason Martinez likes to call it traveling. They haven't traveled. Why haven't they traveled? No idea. Defense never has a problem with noise. They don't need to do a lot of hand signals. They don't need to do any silent counts. They just play to the snap. They haven't played well on the road. Tampa Bay torched them. Tennessee kind of torched them. See, Eagles had that game in hand. This is another reason why it was a bad beat. They're up 14 points in an NFL game in the second half. Midway through the second quarter, you have a 14-point lead. After they took a 14-point lead, the Titans had five more drives in that game, and they scored on four of them. They had five more drives in that game, and they scored on four of them. Eagles collapsed. Give Tennessee credit. They do get paid, too. It was a collapse of epic proportions. And they were long drives, too. They weren't like a guy fell down and then a tight end, you know, went the distance. Eight plays, 75 yards. Eight plays, 20 yards and a field goal. Five plays, 75 yards and a touchdown. Then they punted. The half ended. Then a touchdown. The game ended. And then a touchdown, 18 plays, 16 plays, 75 yards. Three drives, 75 yards for their touchdowns. Incredible. Couldn't make a stop when they needed to make a stop. That's why last year they make that stop. That's one of those plays where they make that last year. They had that it. They had that whatever it is, they had it. I don't see it this year. I just don't see it. Guys, I'd like to see it. I'd like to tell you I see it. I'd like to tell you it's there, but I don't. I need to see something that will make me believe that this team can rise again and do what they did last year. Make that run. Reel off nine straight wins. I don't think this team can do that right now. The way they're constructed and the way they've been playing, nine straight wins, they'll be lucky if they win nine straight quarters right now the way they've played. Doesn't get any easier tomorrow. Don't overlook this Minnesota team. They're playing for their lives. Think the Eagles have it rough? Minnesota loses. They go 1-3-1. And we'll have gone 4 weeks without a win. How's that Kirk Cousins upgrade working out for Minnesota? At least with Case Keenum, they had no problems winning games. They won 13 of them last year. It's going to be interesting to see the key matchups. Tomorrow will be Stephon Diggs, who most likely will be playing on the right side, which is Jalen Mills' side, because Jim Schwartz doesn't like to have his corners follow the other team's best receiver. He likes to keep things where they are. Ron Darby plays the right. Jalen Mills plays the left. Sidney Jones plays the corner. But you have Adam Thielen on the other side. You know, pick your poison. You know, pick your poison there. Listen, they have to create turnovers, okay? They have to create turnovers. I believe they finished up last year 7th in the league in takeaways, giveaways. You know, these games come down to turnovers. How many takeaways can you take away from the game tomorrow? They're a -3 this year, 27th in the league right now, a -3. They're lucky to be 2-2. They could easily be 1-3. You could look at it that way. But nevertheless, they're 2-2, and it's a bad 2-2. It's been a bad look. Have any of these games been fun to watch? I haven't found them fun at all. They've been unfun to watch. Remember how fun it was last year watching this team roll folks, put up 50 against Denver, put up 30 in the second half against the Niners, and just roll last year. After that 61-yard kick by Jake Elliott, they rolled. They didn't lose again. That was in September. They didn't lose again until December 3rd in Seattle. In Seattle. They rolled last year. They had it. You still believe in this team? A lot of people are getting off the bandwagon. But what concerns me is a lot of people are getting off the bandwagon and saying, well, we got a Super Bowl last year. It's cool. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. You just want to give away this year? You have an opportunity, a better team on paper, I believe, a better team on paper. You have a window. You have your star quarterback back. This is a window of opportunity. You need to make good on it. It's extremely tough to repeat. I get that. But they have no chance of repeating playing the way they've played so far. 610-632-0975. AJ in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, AJ?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener. Actually, second-time caller. It's been quite a long time since I called in, though. But
well, thank you. You're going to tell me, I hope you're going to tell me that you still believe.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, the state that we're in. I mean, the Super Bowl hangover talk is one thing. I mean, I felt it myself the whole year, the summer, I should say. Nothing really bothered me, and I still don't really feel bothered by anything that's going on. I just feel, obviously, there's no one in the division that's going to beat us. 10-6 easily wins the division. So it's been a little rough, but come on. I mean, we live with a long time of hurt. It's unusual for us to feel hurt, right?
No, we feel hurt all the time. What do you mean?
Excuse me. It's unusual for us not to feel hurt.
Right. There you go.
That's what I meant to say. Excuse me. Yeah.
That's all right.
So, you know, I just think Minnesota's obviously in a tough spot tomorrow night, but the team is gelling together, and there's just no one. It's about getting to the playoffs and winning playoff games. That's what it's all about. So let's just get there. Just no time to panic for anything. I mean, nothing is decided.
I don't. And thanks for calling, AJ. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know, no one's panicking. I don't like that word. It sounds like losing your composure. But I am overly concerned. Again, if I had to put this from 1 to 5, I'd say they're at DEFCON 2.5, with DEFCON 1 being Armageddon, with the whole thing imploding. They're about 2.5, if you ask me. They have to get it together. I wouldn't call the Minnesota game a get-right game. It might be a get-right game. It might turn out to be a get-right game. I hope it's a get-right game. This is a team that gives up a lot of points this year. 27 points they give up. A little over 27 points per game they've given up. They lost to Buffalo. Maybe that wasn't that much of a fluke. Maybe this team, for some reason, is that bad. They lost to Buffalo. Tied Green Bay. And then they hung with the Rams. See, then they turn around and they hang with the Rams, the best team in the league. And Kirk Cousins slings it all over the field. They score 31 points. Lose by 7. But you look at it, maybe they are that bad. Maybe this is a game where the Eagles find themselves. I like the Birds tomorrow. I'll give you my prediction right now. I think it's a 24-17 game. I think the defense does their job tomorrow because they create turnovers. I can see them getting home on Kirk Cousins. He's good for one interception a game, forcing him to throw the ball before he wants to, and I could see a strip sack or two. I can see them getting to Kirk Cousins about 5 times tomorrow, about 5 times, causing a couple turnovers, giving the offense a short field to work with, and I think they do enough to cash in. With a short field, Carson Wentz in his third game, Alshon Jeffrey starting to feel his way, Zach Ertz doing his thing, and they hang on to win 24-17. I think it's going to be a close game. Both teams are playing for their lives. Don't forget, Minnesota's in a real must-win situation. If you think the Eagles are in a must-win situation, look at Minnesota. So everyone's going to be scratching and clawing tomorrow, trying to get that win, because the trajectory of this Eagles team will be greatly different if they win tomorrow. Much different. Much, much different if they win tomorrow. Let's hope that happens. 24-17, Eagles. Andrew Saltrunas, he gave out his